Hi, this is Brian Standing, host of the Monday 8 o'clock Buzz. Thanks so much for listening to the program. Hope you subscribe to our podcast. And if you really like what you're hearing, consider donating at WORTFM.org.
Back before desktop publishing and the internet, if you wanted to get your radical counterculture message out, you had to use scissors, literal paste, and frequent visits to photocopy shops to produce your own magazine or zine. Madison's annual Print and Resist Zine Fest celebrates the DIY printed word and imagery. This year's event takes place at Madison Central Library on April 27th from 11 to 4. Joining us now in the studio is Carly Latimer, Bubbler Program Administrator for the Madison Public Library. Welcome back to the 8 o'clock Buzz, Carly.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Also in the studio is illustrator and zinester Julie Sabo. Welcome, Julie.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And then also joining us by phone is designer, artist, and poet Mike Ward. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Mike. And last, but certainly not least, also joining us by phone is comic artist Beth Hetland. Welcome, Beth.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Julie, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your work. You do sort of animation and illustration and design. And how have you produced and distributed your art?
Yeah, usually I distribute it myself. And so I'll spend, you know, nights before the, you know, like Zine Fest, I'll just be at FedEx or Kinko's copying stuff forever and then stapling it.
So you're still doing this analog, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I hate computers. So
you do? Okay.
Everything is analog with me.
That's got to be a little bit difficult in this day and age, is to hate computers and live in an analog world. How do you pull that off?
Not well. I really appreciate handmade things. So, like, with animation, everything is, like, I focus on hand-drawn animation and stop motion where everything is made by hand. And then with my printmaking practice, I do etching, which not a lot of people do. I share studio space with two 80-year-old men, and they're the only guys that I know of in Madison that do it. So I was really lucky to find that studio space.
And how does animation translate to something like a zine? Do you use, like, flipbooks or?
You can. I mean, comics and animation are they're, you know, two distinct practices, but very similar, like, style-wise. With animation, you know, it's a lot of repetitive drawing. With comics, it's kind of the same thing, where you want to make sure your characters, depending on who you are, you know, your characters stay the same. And you can, with animation, there's also storyboarding, which kind of also goes with comics. So just making sure that you're telling a story in, like, a cohesive manner.
All right. Michael Ward, let's turn to you. Tell us about what people can expect if they look for your table at Print and Resist Zine Fest.
Oh, that's a good question. So as all of my creations is called observe. Observe means to be questioned. The only person that has the answer is you. So with that is a unique twist of my stories, my upcomings. And it's universal quotes, because I do coloring books that have quotes in them that help me. So I'm helping the community.
And quotes,
giving back.
Quotes from who? Who are some of the people who are quoted in your coloring books?
Oh, that's a good question. My grandmother, so myself, so that I take wisely and use every day. My mother, a couple other wise people that came across my path in my journey of life.
And you, you're producing coloring books. Do you have suggestions to people about how they color them, or is anything they want acceptable?
You know, so that's a good question. So some people use color pencils. I would say use color pencils, because if you use markers, it will also run right into the other drawing that's on the other side.
So when you produce coloring books, are you using heavier stock to try and prevent that kind of run through, or are you using standard photocopy paper? What do you do there?
So you could say it's standard. So I'm going to do heavier stock next in these couple months. I'm looking to do that because it seemed like everybody likes to use watercolors. They love markers, so I have to upgrade.
All right, so a work in progress and working on your technique. Beth Hetland is on the phone, and she teaches a number of comics and comics-adjacent courses at the Art Institute of Chicago. Beth, tell us about your experience with zines and self-published work.
Yeah, I love self-publishing. I really relate to Julie's comment about really the tactile experience of a handmade object. And I came to zines from animation, or came to comics from animation, because animation took so long. And there's a lot more of an immediacy when you can draw something, tell the whole story, get everything out, and then reproduce it and hand it to somebody to say, I made this. And I just think that exchange is really valuable and really special. And a lot of my zines in particular, kind of borderline artist books, there's an interactive quality to them. So rather than traditional folded, stapled Xerox machine, there's a little bit of artist books and Fluxus movement and thinking about how a physical object can be a unique reading experience compared to what does it look like if you're reading a book or a comic on a digital e-reader? So you have to kind of flip it in a certain way, or some parts rotate, or there's a choose your own adventure element. And these are all still like printed physical zines that are cut and that I produce, and my collaborator as well.
So let's talk a little bit about subject matter. What kinds of topics do you cover in your zines and work? Michael, let's start with you.
So because I have cerebral palsy, so as I have learned how to speak again, so there's things in my book that give people a motivation, give people an outlook on life, you know, to make them smile, you know, so like a smile as a day keeps the doctor away or keep the depression away, like things like that.
And Beth Hetland, tell us about your topics. What do you do in your, especially in your zine work?
Yeah, it's fairly eclectic. Some of it's observational, but I think one of the more popular ones that I have is about how my collaborator and I work together.
And how is that?
It's complicated, cyclical, and never-ending.
And Julie Sabo, tell us a little bit about some of the topics that you cover in your work.
Yeah, so for the past few years, I've been working on a coloring book of all the popes. So
why the popes?
So back when I was in art school, I made a comic, and it was right when one of the popes quit, which is, like, not a lot of popes do that. And one of my friends was like, this drawing is so great, you should make a coloring book of it. And it took me 10 years to start it. But now I'm on a roll, so I'm more than halfway through. We made it into the first millennium. I think I'm on Pope number, like, 150.
Are you doing all the popes?
Oh, yeah.
Every single pope?
Oh, yeah. And the anti-popes.
Wow. Now, there were some times where there were, like, two or more popes, right? At one time, because there were competing popes from different...
Yeah, those are the anti-popes. So those are in there, too. It's really... It's, like... It's so confusing. But it's also fascinating, and it's, like, crazy as you go through, like, the centuries... You know, all the clothing changes, and they all have, like, different haircuts and different hats. And
and are you encouraging people to color these in traditional colors, or to make up what they think the Pope should look like?
They can do whatever they want. So yeah, that's, like, the big project for the past few years. And then I do a lot of books about animals.
So Carly Latimer, tell us a little bit just about the current edition of Zine Fest, how big it is, and give people an idea of what they can expect if they show up to the library on April 27th.
Definitely. So it is going to be awesome. I'm sitting here just smiling, thinking about how great Saturday is going to be after hearing from these three. But you can expect about 100 artists. These folks are just a little slice of kind of like the range of what you'll explore and come across, but it'll be happening on the third floor of the library. It's free to attend, open to everyone, all ages. It's something we note is that we don't really censor the artists, so some of the material might not be appropriate for all ages, and leaving that up to the visitors and participants. We are...
So the 2024 Madison Print and Zine Fest takes place on Saturday, April 27th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Madison Central Library. For more information, you can go to madisonpubliclibrary.org. Carly, Julie, Mike, and Beth, thank you so much for joining us on the 8 o'clock bus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.